We just thanked God for that last reading. You might want to reconsider. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Last week we considered our debts, all the ways we are indebted, and I was using the great Christian writer Origen to guide us in this, that we owe debts to ourselves, to many, many others, and to God. That was the easy part. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The crux of the matter here is this word, as. How I wish Jesus had reversed this saying. How I wish Jesus had taught us to pray, help us to forgive our debtors as you forgive us. Because that would be a lot easier. That would say, God, as you forgive us, help us forgive others in the same way. But that's not what the Lord's Prayer says. It says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's conditional. It's really along the same lines of what Jesus says at the end of this parable that Barb just read for us about the servant who is unforgiving and the master who was initially forgiving the debt of this servant. When the servant is not forgiving, comes back and punishes. And Jesus says the moral of this parable is, and Jesus didn't often give morals to his parables. This is unusual. He says the moral is, this is how your heavenly Father will treat you unless you forgive your brother and sister from your heart. As we forgive our debtors, unless you forgive your brother and sister from your heart. These are conditional. What's being said in this wonderful, comforting, familiar prayer is, if we are not forgiving, God may not forgive us. That God's divine forgiveness depends upon our forgiveness. They are tied closely together. And if we are not forgiving, we are putting in jeopardy God's forgiveness of us. And this is an old idea. It predates the Christian faith. It grows out of the Jewish tradition as well. Let me give you a few examples. Great Jewish teacher Gamaliel said this, so long as you are merciful, God will have mercy on you. And if you are not merciful, God will not be merciful to you. Another great Jewish teacher, Rabba, said this, whom does God forgive? Him who overlooks the transgressions of others. So long as a man remains in his stiffness, God does not forgive him. And there's another famous rabbi named Zutra who had a prayer he prayed every night before he went to sleep. And here was his prayer. Forgiven is everyone who has done me injury today. God's forgiveness of us depends upon, is conditional upon, our forgiveness of others. That's tough to hear. But it does make sense. The idea being, and this comes from Gregory of Nyssa and others who've said this, that there can be no fellowship between opposites, especially when it comes to God. That if we are not forgiving, we cut ourselves off from our forgiving God. If we are not loving, we cut ourselves off from our loving God. It's our choice. We can be connected and in fellowship with God by trying to be like God, or we can choose to sever that bond. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. You see, it's in God's nature to want to be with creatures like God. And we can never be truly like God, but we can move in that direction. And what gets even scarier is to think about this. So we pray in this prayer that we pray every Sunday, and many of us every day, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, in the same manner in which we forgive our debtors. If when you pray the Lord's Prayer, you do so not having forgiven all of your debtors, you are praying for God not to forgive you. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And if we haven't forgiven our debtors, we are praying for God to not forgive us. How's that for bringing judgment upon yourself? But there is good news as well. There always is. If we can try, move in the direction of forgiveness, and I do believe it's about intention and trying. God is not, unlike many humans, God does not expect perfection. I think God wants attempt, intention. If we can try to forgive our debtors, all the petty little minor debts, knowing the huge debt that God has forgiven us. If we can try to do that, start to do that, and do it truly from our hearts, not just with our words, but in our hearts, then we do begin to become more and more like God. You may remember when Jesus would heal people in the Gospels. Many times he would, even before healing them, say to them, "Your sins are forgiven." Now this made the Pharisees kind of upset because they would say, "Oh, who can forgive sins but God?" Well, we can. And even if it's true that only God can forgive sins, that means when we forgive our debtors, we become a little like God. As we strive to forgive, as difficult as it is, we move towards God, towards being like God. And one last thought. It was mentioned in the prayers already, this anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb. We live in a world full of violence. We live in a world that seems more and more about retribution and vengeance. And you kick me and I'll kick you, or I'll kick you first before you can kick me. And we see it, you know, even in presidential debates. This idea of we've got to kick back, we've got to hit first, give back. How can there be any hope for us ever to get out of this cycle, this tragic, awful, horrendous cycle of hurting other people, between people and families and nations? How can we ever hope to get out of that if we are not forgiving our debtors? If you can't forgive the tiny little debts you feel people owe you, what chance is there for the Israelis and the Palestinians to ever forgive their debts? For Africans, Americans, and whites to ever come to peace and reconciliation, for Democrats and Republicans to ever get along. It starts with each of us moving towards God by beginning to forgive our debtors. And there's no other place for it to start. So in this nice, comforting little prayer we've all been praying all this time, we are setting the standard pretty high and making it tough on ourselves, but for good reason, for the salvation of the human race. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. It's our challenge and our hope. Amen.